Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott, the Stratus.
If I can pick up a construction engineer, we'll leave them all for the emergency services. Let's go to a bar.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show. The next morning, not the next day, you're called to a fairly large announcement that's been set up on the lawn of the Echo campus.
Okay, yeah. We'll attend.
Seems everyone's there. And yeah, you see, set up at the front, someone's jury-rigged a bit of a stage, and on that stage are some faces you would recognise. There is a guy who you've never met in person, or no more than passed him in the corridor anyway. A fairly slight built, brown-haired gentleman with a quite elaborate moustache, who you know to be Alex Tesla, who is Nikola Tesla's great-grandnephew and the CEO of Echo. With him is Yankee Pride, who you know. Another chap that you would possibly have met called Jensen, who's one of sort of the middle management. And if you remember from right near the beginning, Detective Ramona Ferrari.
Yep.
So yeah, they wait for everyone to gather. Get together. They've jury rigged up a bit of a PA system. Yeah. They all look fairly tired and worn. And yeah, as hush falls over the thing, so Alex steps up to the mic and says, ladies and gentlemen, I will give you the best update I can. Last night's events were not restricted to Atlanta. Every Echo facility and every major city across the globe was hit simultaneously, apart from one country and one country only, and that was Germany. Germany are already reaching out to every country, offering aid and support and denying any responsibility, and I am inclined to believe them. Our current casualty rate is approximately 50%. That may rise. We still have plenty of operatives unaccounted for. Steps going forward is to try and track down our aggressors, who seem to have disappeared as quickly as they appeared. Apart from, obviously, Echo being a target. There seems to be no other pattern. It seems the attacks seem to have been Echo cities, but the city attacks are random. They haven't gone for particular infrastructure, so we're at a little bit of a loss. As some of you have probably already experienced, the attack was simultaneous with a cyber attack on a scale that we've never seen before, which has left most of the cyber infrastructure of the world in tatters. They have also managed to take out a large amount of satellite communications. If anyone has any information, no matter how minor, then report it to one of these people on the stage. Detective Ramona Ferrari will be taking over, overseeing the Mac Ops and Echo Op 1s for the time being. And we will try and get the campus up and running as quickly as possible. A accommodation, if we could beseech people, if they can, at least in the short term, either use what we are able to provide or seek their own accommodation, that would take some of the weight off of some of us. We lost a large amount of admin staff as well. He's just pointing to the demolished admin building. So we are suffering on all fronts. The police are already asking for our support. They were hit heavily. Fort Jensen was also hit heavily. National Guard already supporting, but even with their aid, we're spread incredibly thin. Looting is already becoming a problem, as are dealing with all the bodies, which, as grim as it is to say, are going to quickly become a health hazard. The best I can say is go about your duties as normal. And until I have more news, then I'm afraid that is it. And as I say, if you have anything, then either come to me directly or bring it to any of these good people on the stage. Thank you. And he steps away from the mic.
I head over to the stage.
Yeah, people start, you know, chatting, dispersing, going back to whatever jobs they've been assigned.
I'll go up to Alex Tesla.
Yeah, it's just usually they're huddled together as a group anyway.
Yeah. Excuse me, I have a small piece of information. I don't know how pertinent it will be to piecing anything together. But when we fought the trooper in Little Five Points, he delivered a personal message to us.
Yeah, he looks a bit shocked. In fact, they all do.
The trooper had a message that could only be for our small collective of Metas, myself, Bullet, and Shockwave. But in German, he said, "Montaro sends his regards." Now, we have been investigating Montaro and his activities recently, and even meeting up with him. So, this person definitely has something to do with this attack. I don't know what part he plays in it, whether he's a pawn or a large player. I cannot say. But it was funny how he managed. The trooper that we encountered was able to deliver that specific message to us.
Yes, I think you've just made your own assignment. If you can report into Ramona, he says, pointing, and she nods. She says, "Yes, Alex, I've dealt with this team before."
Yes, I'll gather the members of my team and we'll liaise with Ramona.
Thank you. Bulwark says, and they've also brought in a suit, apparently.
Yeah, not much of it.
Yes, it is melted, but it is a suit, as was.
Good, it's the only one we have so far that I know of. We already have operatives out there looking to see if they can find any remnants of these suits, but well, slagged or not,
it might
help, although he points to the wrecked development building, although we're somewhat restricted on what we can do.
Hmm.
And we lost a lot of good people, but well done. Thank you.
I'm sure there are facilities elsewhere that will come to our aid.
You know, yes, I'm sure we'll.
Fine academic institutions of this country will help us. Surely. In our hour of need, we will all rally together.
Yeah, we're already working towards that. But I must make my Apologies.
Absolutely.
I understand. I have a mainframe to try and retrieve some data from.
Good luck.
And with that, he turns and strides off. Yeah.
I know a bit of JCL.
Yeah, so Ramona sort of nods. Yeah. Plasters her presentries with Bulwark and this Jensen guy. Then says, right, okay, so what do you need? How much of a lead do you have on this Monturo?
Right, well, let's gather everyone.
Well, you're all there.
Yeah, okay. Well, including Ironhorn?
No, Ironhorn's not with you.
No. I know, well...
Sorry, I meant your team. You're on the regular team.
But, it's like Ironhorn was with us for a small part of it. When was doing the Serrano 13s.
Oh, yes, I remember.
So, I don't know if she can be taken away from her duties while we all piece everything together, just in case there's any small, fragment of information that...
If you need to speak to her, then please do, but okay. I'd rather not pull her away from her medical duties. We're sorely pressed as it is.
Okay. Right. Well, guys, what do you remember? So we were investigating Serrano 13s. Montoro was their leader. There was Lieutenant El Muerto. El Muerto, obviously we've arrested.
Yeah, you have. And sorry, a key bit of information that I forgot to give you is that the prison block has been attacked as well.
Okay. Do we still hold El Muerto?
You would have heard that the prison block had been attacked. Sorry. As far as you've heard, they went through the prison block and systematically killed everybody.
Oh, right.
Well, that's consistent with sort of Nazi ideology, isn't it?
Expunge all trace.
Well, yeah, we discovered, or we suspected, that Montoro was one Michael Lawrence, and we found an address for him, but we didn't have a warrant or a probable cause, so we weren't able to investigate further.
Yes. Didn't want to upset Yankee pride, did we?
Yes, well, you're not reporting into pride at the moment.
But he was obviously... He knew that we were asking after him because we tracked him to the Cigar Emporium.
Cigar City.
Yeah. Yes. And Astratus, confronted him there and...
So Michael Lawrence was a major shareholder in the Delex company, who whose vans are gracing our front lawn as we speak.
Yes, they're gracing most of the city. They seem to have been used extensively for moving these troopers around.
So yes, he has residence in High Point Walk in Windsor Heights.
I suggest it might be worth going to speak to him.
Indeed.
If he's still there, might be, I suppose, someone's investigating this haulage firm as well, presumably.
Well, surely we can bring him in and ask him if he's concerned that all of his vehicles have been used in such a heinous activity. Surely he'd want to cooperate.
Let's not forget his mind capabilities.
Indeed, yes. We have encountered Montoro, who we believe is the same, one and the same. And unfortunately, he was at Bullet's mother's house with her under some mind control. Not a nice person. Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Anybody got any lead helmets?
Got tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we filed the report, but it must have gone up in
it's probably still in the system.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much of the system left at the moment.
I think it was in the admin building.
Or tucked under a bagel.
Yes, currently we're having to resort to more conventional means of information gathering.
Pen and paper.
That's where Alex has gone off to see if they can
get a biro.
A couple of experts to see if they can somehow at least retrieve some of the data from the mainframes before the virus destroys it all.
There's something else. We all seem to have gone through a bit of a transformation. Does that happen to anybody else?
Metro abilities have manifested.
We have heard a lot of reports of people triggering during the attacks.
Well, we need to prioritise. Do we, you know, assist in kind of crowd control and trying to police the city, or is it worth trying to round up?
No, if you have a lead, that has to be the priority. They disappeared as quickly as they went. We don't know.
Well, let's
go. They could be back this afternoon for all we know.
What was the first indication of the attack? Have we had any information as to where they originated from or where the first attack occurred?
Timeline-wise, we as far as we can tell, it was pretty much simultaneous.
I can't remember. Were they sort of portals, energy portals that they emerged from, or?
Well, the one you saw was dropped from one of those
spheres.
Yeah, but the spheres, did they appear from some sort of portal, or I can't remember?
No, you just saw it fly across.
They just flew, basically. I couldn't remember.
No, you just sort of flew across your field of vision, so you don't know where it originated from.
Fair enough. I'm sure as soon as you know anything, you'll pass it along to everyone. There's just one other thing, and that was the possibility that there may be some sort of infiltration within Echo. Because of our understanding that Montoro has this sort of mind control ability, so there could be some sort of infiltration or eavesdropping or whatever. So I don't know if you have any defences against that sort of thing, but it might be worth, you know, given whatever research and development is remains intact, that might be, you know, something to pursue.
Yes, it may well be. People with those sort of abilities are always problematic, maybe, shall we say. You know, we have people with abilities like that within Echo as well. It's always a sticky problem.
Right. Should we go for a drive?
Yep. Have we got any tanks?
But, Ephemera... Is that Ephemera got? Can she protect us from his mind tricks?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you could certainly ask her.
Oh, just one last thing before we go off on this lead. I saw some interesting looking weaponry on the way in. What is that, classified? Or because I shot that trooper a lot of times, but I could barely scratch it. So, you know, anything bigger would be quite useful if they come back.
We did arm some of the guards with some prototype weapons, but they're all broadcast energy driven, so their usefulness is only useful close to a source of broadcast power, unlike the cars, which are. Can pick up the power at a fairly long range.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you've got two sidearms, haven't you? Says you're welcome to help yourself to you know, a larger firearm if you like. You know, you can, well, yeah, we have regular assault rifles. If that's what you require, we wouldn't normally issue those, you know, because they're rather intimidating if you're just walking around the streets, but all things considered.
Well, I can keep it in the van.
Yes, yes, you could. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I'll sort myself out with one of those before we leave.
That tent over there is acting as stores at the moment, she says, pointing across the lawn.
Okay. Thank you.
And yeah, help yourself to a vehicle.
So then, Shockwave, choose your weapon. And I'm talking of vehicles.
What we got?